You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley on this beautiful Tuesday. I am so glad to be with you. Just a time that we can really, actually just really feel chilled. It's a chill time, you know, to be real and challenge the way that we think, you know. So I just really want to sit down with you today and I want it to be restful. You know, yesterday we started talking in this time about being in the spirit and what that really means, you know, how to get into the spirit and not in our flesh, because we've stepped into a new law. And when Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit once I go to my Father, he meant it. And the Spirit came. The Spirit came to fill us up. The Spirit came to empower us, give us rest, give us comfort, give us wisdom and guidance in everything that we do. So we're going to continue to talk about that and actually discuss some practical ways that we can just stay connected with our Heavenly Father and with God, and especially during this time that we have today, as it being a national holiday. I really pray that we can actually do that, enter into a place of His rest, just really have a great time. So you're being real right now with Owen Farley on Impact 103. Hearing that song from Amanda Cook actually just really spoke to me, specifically about what we're talking today about. It's called Miracle of the Mind. When I'm talking about rest, and I really feel it today, just rest. I'm not talking about picking up your feet, filling yourself up with TV or, like, you know, doing those things that fill your flesh up. Jesus said that rest is in Him. And God said, come find your rest in me and you will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not become faint or tired. And it's for those that trust in, lean on, and rely on Him. And I love some of the lyrics in this Amanda Cook song that actually speaks about, it says, what a conversation to hear the heart of heaven. Oh, that is so good. You know, you sit down and you rest in Him and you say, God, fill me with your words. Fill me with your presence. Let me see things the way that you see them. And all of a sudden, you start talking to God honestly and openly about what's actually happening in your life. You know, things that are coming up, things you might be struggling with, the worries and the anxieties, the stresses that have been really on you. And you hear the conversation that is coming from the heart of heaven. And that creates the miracle of the mind. And the miracle of the mind is actually to step into a place where you have peace. Peace. You know, one of my spiritual sisters, Evangelist Kelly, she said something that really struck me the one time. And she said that before I knew Jesus, I was in there were times where I could have calm, you know, but when I met Jesus, I could actually say that I had peace for the first time in my life. And that peace comes through that intimate relationship with Him. It's just a peace that surpasses all understanding. And it reminds me of a scripture in John 7:37, where Jesus went to this feast and everyone is, like, you know, having a great time. They're feasting on all these different things. And Jesus stood up at the end of this feast. Now, just, this seems so random to me, because here's everyone eating and drinking. They've been doing this for days. And Jesus stands up in a loud voice and says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Now, that is so arbitrary, like so random, because it's like everyone's like, but there's drink here, you know. And he said, he who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. But he was not speaking here, he was speaking here of the Spirit, whom those who believed and trusted and had faith in him were after to receive, for the Holy Spirit had not been given yet. And I take a look at what we fill ourselves up on. We fill ourselves up with, you know, having a great time with friends, or we fill ourselves up with watching things on TV, or, you know, other things that just get in the way. But if we connect with the real relationship that comes with knowing Jesus, knowing the Holy Spirit, knowing our Father that is in heaven, we come into contact with life, the substance of life. And that substance of life actually fills us up and gives us everything that we need to make the next step forward, to make the next moves, and know what it is that we're doing in making those moves. So I'd really encourage you to reconnect today. Just take some time, reconnect. Even now, as you're listening here and you're listening to the music, reconnect. Take those moments and be intentional with your time and connect with the flow of life that is really coming from the throne of God. Jesus really loves you, and he wants to spend that time with you. John 15 verse 4 says, "Dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in and being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing." I love this scripture so much. You know, dwelling in the presence of God is definitely the way to stay in the Spirit, is that you just never get out. You stay there, you dwell there, you set up your atmosphere and allow God to come in and invite him in. Invite him in. He wants to spend time with you. He wants that relationship. And it's actually our choice. He never's forcing us. He wants us to choose. He gave us a free will. And those choices and decisions that we make actually reflects our real heart towards him. You know, God said, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you." That shows you God's heart. That shows you that he wants relationship. He's like, "I'm here. I've done everything that I can. I sent my son. He gave his life for this opportunity for me and you to have a real relationship, a heart connection, not just a religious do this, do that, do this, but a heart connection in a real relationship." And when I feel God's heart, it reminds me of the scripture, Isaiah 53 verse 11. It says, "He shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul and be satisfied." That strikes my heart so much. God came down to the earth and went through a travail of his soul to have relationship with me. And in that, I just feel like, "Lord, if you gave so much for me, I want to give you my heart. I want to give you everything that I am, my whole heart, my whole mind. And I'm choosing right now to draw near to you. Come and dwell in me." The Table, just before that, with Jonathan Taylor, and that song with Jonathan Taylor, really, man, I was here in the studio and I'm just really enjoying it. I was like feeling the presence of God, and I was just reminded of that scripture that says that Jesus sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He leads us by peaceful streams. Peaceful. There's nothing that can come up against us if God is for us. Now, in Romans 8:5, it says, "For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things that gratify the flesh." God has set a table before us. God has set a table before us. We don't have to eat from the tables of demons. We can come to his table. We don't have to eat from the table of the flesh. We come to his table and we eat those things, we consume those things that is good, that is from his presence, and make those decisions to say, okay, instead of filling myself up with that, I know it takes me to a place I don't want to go. It takes me to a place where I violate my relationship with God, and I don't want that. I want to fill my mind, fill my emotions, fill my body with the Spirit of God, with the goodness of God. And it says in John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatsoever. There is no profit in it. But the words that he gives us, that he's been speaking, they are spirit and life. Leaning on those words, leaning on the word of God, is what's going to give you life. Now, practical implement right here on how to stay in the Spirit is memorize scripture. Memorize the word of God. It brings life. And when, like, specifically if there's a topic that you are speaking to God about and you're saying, Lord, I need your wisdom on this, and you realize your mind is going crazy on constantly rehearsing and thinking on something that is not good, and you'll know, the Holy Spirit will show you exactly which part of your mind he is not really happy with, because he wants you to live in peace. And there's thoughts that bring you into stress, anxiety, start questioning and doubting, what if this, what if that happens? And all that stress and anxiety is just you rehearsing the what if constantly. And so what I do is I take the word of God when I notice that I'm doing this, and I start replacing those thoughts every time the Holy Spirit makes me aware, and I say, no, the word of God says this. This is my reality. This is what I believe. This is what I choose to put my faith in. And the Bible says life and death is then in the power of your tongue, and those who indulge in it will eat the fruit of it. So as we quoting that scripture, we're retraining our minds, retraining our thoughts, and setting our minds on God. For it says in Romans 8:5, just as it carries on, it says, but those who are according to the Spirit set their minds on and pursue those things that gratify the Spirit. And that's what we need to be doing practically to be able to step into what God really has for us. Chatting today about what it takes to stay in the Spirit and some practical ways that we can do it. You're listening to Impact 103, and we're talking about how we stay in the Spirit. And one of the things that I really feel that we need to do is actually just listen, obey God when he speaks, because he does. He really speaks to us, and he shows us the way out in those moments. You know that scripture in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, for no temptation will be able to overtake you and take a hold of you, but even in that moment I will give you the way out. So if God is going to give us the way out, that means his Holy Spirit is going to be speaking to us. That still small voice is going to be speaking to us. And it's like in those moments where it's like, oh, I'm feeling it. Like, I feel like I want to do this. I know I'm not supposed to. The Holy Spirit is actually there showing you and saying, listen, take this exit. Take this exit. And I must admit, like, I find myself in those moments, and I literally feel the Holy Spirit say, take the exit. You don't want to go down this road. So listen to that. Listen to that still small voice. Stay in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit. As we stepping into the Spirit, and as we are walking this walk that Jesus has with us, it's so important that we actually apply the things that we start actually learning. Because as we said yesterday, if we are not doers of the word, we betray ourselves into deception that is contrary to the truth. So these things that we're talking about, it's so important for us to actually put them in place. You know, staying in the Spirit, actually living there, not getting out. And then if we realize, wait, we are getting out, to start actually putting things in place that can get us back in, creating your atmosphere, quoting scripture. And another one that I really, really do often is I just stop. If I realize I'm out and I've got these emotions that are just boiling up, even like in that moment, it's so important not to just allow them to take control of you, but through the Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of self-control. And you say, Holy Spirit, I am battling right now. I need you. I need you to come. And you just stop and you just say, listen, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'll be back. And nobody really needs to know where you're going, what you're doing. You can just even say, listen, I'm going to the bathroom. But you take time and you just go and you give that moment over to the Lord and you surrender it. You get rid of the stress, get rid of the anxiety, and you just say, Lord, I give you this situation. You know, this strategy has really helped me to be able to even save some of my relationships when they've gotten heated. You know, those heated arguments, those moments where everything you say or everything they say triggers something in you, and they triggering you, you're triggering them. And it's just like you can feel everyone is like shaking on edge. It's like rough. Just stop. Just stop. And just say, listen, I can see that we're not seeing eye to eye. Let's take a moment, you know, because the foundation of this relationship is actually love. And I love you and you love me. And that's what's really real. That's what really matters. I don't have to be right. You don't have to be right. What actually is the matter is I love you and I want that to be kept. So let's take a moment. Let's stop. Let's both go out individual ways and pray about this. See what God's word says about it. See what's on God's heart about this. And then let's come back once we've done that. All of a sudden, you've allowed the Holy Spirit to come in. You're not moving via emotions or what you think is right or trying to prove yourself. You're not trying to argue, but you're just trying to ask Holy Spirit, what is the best way forward? And you're inviting love back in that moment. And there's a scripture that says, what is born of the flesh, of the physical, will produce that which is of the flesh. But if you are born of the Spirit, it will produce spirit. So whatever situation we're in, we have to take a look and say, wait, what spirit is actually controlling me right now? Is it the Holy Spirit? Is it the one that is holy, that is loving, that is kind, that is able to see people beyond what's actually happening in the moment? Or am I actually being controlled by something else? Am I being controlled by frustration or emotion or anger or like, you know, just take a moment. Just take a moment and just say, Lord, I want you. I want your peace back in this. I want your love back in this. And just stopping, just by that stopping, you'll see how God works. It's come to the end of my time with you. And I've actually really enjoyed just sitting down with you, being real and open about how we can actually practically take steps to stay in the Spirit, to stay with God, and just allow Him to transform our lives. So with that, I'm going to say adieu and hope that you have an amazing time on this national holiday that we have, and that you really just are able to fill up, get everything that you need. And I pray that just the Holy Spirit really strengthens you, you know, gives you what you need. You know, there's this amazing scripture. There's trust in, lean on, rely on the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding and your own ways, but trust God, and He will make your path straight before you. So just trust Him. Don't be anxious. Don't be eager. Just allow Him to come in with His peace and fill you with that wisdom that He needs. Just remember, keep being real, and Jesus really loves you.